Hello.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just called and I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. I kept saying hello.
Yeah, no, I never heard anything. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy at work now. So, it's Tina calling from Local Splash, and I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, nothing going on with it. I just haven't put the funds on there to pay it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, are funds tight right now or?
No, it's just, I was told 175 of that's supposed to be for Facebook ads, yet not one Facebook ad's been ran. And my website's still destroyed. My Facebook's locked out saying that I'm not, something about some kind of copyright shit. So, I mean, they've completely destroyed all my stuff, so.
I see. Okay. So, if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're...
Yeah, I'm not giving any more money. So
That's between you and your credit, because on July 23rd, it'll reoccur to $498, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So
you guys will continue to charge me even though you're not doing any more services for me.
Well, the thing is when the account is in suspension, everything stays active. So, yeah, they still are performing services for you. But the problem is that in the agreement, you agreed to the automatic renewal on the 23rd. So now there's a past due balance. If you contacted us before that date, of course, we cancel it and there's no further charges. And you don't have to worry about any of that. But one option I could give you if your intention is just to, you know, settle this and cancel just so it doesn't, you know, start affecting your business and your credit is the program and what you agreed to in the terms is $100 of your subscription goes to Facebook ads. So we could take those
off. No, I was
off.
Told 175, not 100. 175 is what I was told.
Well, I could go back and listen to the voice recording, but on the terms and conditions, it says local bundle $149. That's for the Google, the Bing, the website optimization, the first page placement, and the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then it says Facebook ads are $100. So if you wanted to, you know, increase the Facebook ads to $175, then your subscription would be $324 monthly and not $249, because that local bundle is always $149 or $199, depending on what package you're bundled with. So, but what I'm saying is if you wanted to just kind of be done with it, you wouldn't want to pay anyway an extra $100 or an extra $175 if your intention is just to cancel. So we could take those off.
No, I'm saying you guys didn't do any Facebook ads, and I was told $175 of that was supposed to go to Facebook ads. So the way I see it, $175 has still not been used. You could take that $175 and pay it towards the rest of what you guys actually did destroy and do, and that's it. Technically, you would still owe me money at the end of it.
So on your dashboard, it is showing that the entire budget had been spent, which is $75, because 25% of the $100 goes to the management fee. And of that $75, you had 38 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And there's previews of the ads that we ran for you on here. So it says Integrity Insulation LLC, transform your home with Integrity Insulation LLC.
But how did you guys do that whenever I can't even get to the Facebook? Because when I try to go to it, then I get a message from the, one of the Facebook manager people that's saying that my account's locked out. So I don't see how you guys are running ads on a locked out account. that's been locked out
since it's right after I gave you guys access to it. Let me send you a screenshot of it just so that you can see it. I'll send you a screenshot of the ads that are running and the budget that's been spent just so that you can see it. So we have access to it.